More than 1,200 people responded to the survey, with a grand award, the Golden Falsie, going to the ABC television network for its six-hour docudrama, The Path to 9/11, which aired on the fifth anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks.
Now, it's been confirmed that Osama bin Laden is in the building on the site.
Didn't you hear what he said? There are women and children nearby. How close are they? Can we clear them?
We need to go now.
This is the nature of intelligence, sir. We rarely get perfect information.
Critics charge that the film revised events to place much of the blame on the Clinton administration. The Silver Falsie went to the National Association of Broadcast Communicators, PR firms that produce video news releases, and TV news programs that aired them without identifying their source. Opponents call these productions fake news because they often feature actors as reporters and promote certain products or programs by government agencies or corporations.
Hurricane seasons for the next 20 years could be severe, but don't blame global warming.
The Bronze Falsie went to more than a dozen front groups or telecommunication companies that oppose net neutrality. The watchdog group Common Cause says these groups led a misleading campaign against the principle that internet providers shouldn't favor some content and applications over others. The Center for Media and Democracy itself was listed by some people in its Reader's Choice Award survey. Several respondents accused it as being a front group for the Democratic Party. A center release says while they appreciate being considered, they cannot accept a Falsie because of their conflict of interest policy. Falsie Award winners all receive a pair of Groucho glasses with fake nose and mustache. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.